From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abilie reporting. Russian investigators have identified Kyrgyz-born Akbarjan Zailov as the suicide bomber who carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg. The death toll from the blast has risen to 14 people, with dozens injured in critical condition. Russian police released photos of the 22-year-old suspected bomber, who they said was born in Osh and became a Russian citizen in 2011. The Syrian government or Russian warplanes carried out a toxic gas attack in northern Syria, monitors and civil defense workers alleged Tuesday. The attack killed at least 65 people and injured more than 350 others. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Syrian opposition activists described the attack as among the worst in the country's brutal six-year civil war. And the main political opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition, called it a horrifying massacre. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, Press Secretary Sean Spicer condemned the attack and suggested the Obama administration shares some of the blame.
Today's chemical attack in Syria against innocent people, including women and children, is reprehensible and cannot be ignored by the civilized world. These heinous actions by the Bashar al-Assad regime are a consequence of the past administration's weakness and irresolution. President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing.
Russia has categorically denied any role in the attack. The Assad government in Damascus did not respond formally to the gas attack allegations, but has repeatedly denied its warplanes carry out raids with chemical weapons. Jeff Custer.